Scientists have great jobs, don't you think? They get to figure out why the universe exists, they get to cure cancer, and they get to find out why this song hits us so hard emotionally. Ooh, there's a sad song. Adagio for Strings by Samuel Barber. But in a recent study published in the journal Frontiers of Psychology, researchers tried to find out what sad music is all about. They played music in minor keys to participants, and what they found was that while participants could perceive music as sad or gloomy or tragic, they'd use those adjectives anyway, what they felt were emotions they described as romantic or fascinated or animated. Sad music could be the high point of your day. Who knows a lot about music? Well, Jeff Spurgeon does. He hears a lot of sad and happy music. Morning host for WQXR joins us to share his thoughts on this study and on this whole idea of sad music.
Hey, John.
Did I bum you out with that Adagio for Strings there?
Well, I think you illustrated the exact point. I think it's very simple. Sad music makes us experience beauty.
Ah.
And so the trick is, and I think actually that I read the abstract of this study, and I think that they said it. The abstract guys said that sad music produces ambivalent feelings. Music enables us to feel two things at once, sad and happy, so that the beauty in the music comforts us, the sadness we feel, but there's beauty too. So we get both of those things going on at the same time.
So it's kind of like why you really love the slow dance at the end of the prom, right? Because
sure.
The music's sad, but you're kind of happy because it's the slow dance.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get some examples here. This is one you requested, and let's just talk about it.
This is not sad.
No.
But it is music that carries powerful emotion.
Huge. I mean, helicopters coming in Vietnam.
Exactly.
You know, whatever.
So, or you could play this before the NFL team rushes out on the field.
Exactly.
I'm guessing they use rock and roll for that, but it's the same thing. It's music that we understand the emotion behind. And I think all of this education, all these perceptions we have about music, comes from our experience watching the movies and television. We have been taught what a particular musical idea means emotionally. We take those cues from the movies. So we hear the Ride of the Valkyries, and we know we're going into battle.
All right, but the sad song apparently is more complicated because it really evokes complicated parallel tracks. Here's one of the tracks the study actually used to – they didn't want familiar music. They just wanted abstract sad music. Here's one of the things they chose. Jeff, where's your safe space? Is it the studio at WQXR?
I'm very safe there, yeah.
As is always the case, something like this provokes us to ask our listeners, you know, what their favorite sad song is.
Excellent.
And everybody has one. What's yours?
Shenandoah, I think, is one that everybody knows, and it illustrates the point very well, that it's sad but beautiful.
Well, let's hear a version of Shenandoah. Nostalgic. Who's playing that?
It's Keith Jarrett.
You're kidding.
Nope.
Mr. Jazzo.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He's playing it straight, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a song that's not in a minor key. We think of minor keys as being the sad song. This is a major key song, Shenandoah.
Right. Why does it make us feel... Well, it doesn't make us feel sad. It's home. It makes you feel like home.
Right, right.
That's great.
But it's also about separation. A lot of the verses in this song are about, I'm bound away across the wide Missouri. I'm leaving you. So the separation idea is there, too.
I have a feeling this listener's suggestion is literally sad.
Hi, my name is Naomi, calling from Yuma, Arizona. One of my favorite sad songs is Billy Joel's Lullaby. Back in the day, a boyfriend playing that song for me when we were breaking up.
Good night, my angel, time to close your eyes.
Hoping that it would make me feel better, which it didn't, but... It was probably the best song to try that with.
I think I know what you've been asking.
That story is breaking my heart.
I know. I have to pull myself out of a fetal position just to continue here.
Did you ever use music in a relationship that was ending to try to help a segue?
No, but I have songs from relationships that have been ruined by that experience, yeah.
Maybe this is one.
Hi, this is Robert from Savannah, Georgia. My sad song was Baker Street by Jerry Rafferty. And my mother had passed away when I was on leave home from the Air Force. That song was just playing at the time, and for some reason it hit a chord with me. And it kind of a song that's resonated throughout my life to this day.
And that's the only sax riff I can play also. That's great. That's a good story.
But the wailing saxophone lets you feel that sadness. So it channels your emotion that he felt at the loss of his mother into that music.
Sax is all about grabbing at your emotions.
You bet.
What do you think? Here's a good one.
This is Daniel from Dallas, Texas. My favorite sad song is Cancer by My Chemical Romance.
Now turn away, 'cause I'm awful just to see, 'cause all my hair's abandoned, all my body, all my agony.
The memory that conjures is of my grandmother when she was dying of lung cancer.
So I thought that was going to be a snarky reference,
right.
And wow, what a somber, amazing story. I guess maybe the conclusion here is we're not talking about sad or happy. We're talking about evocative.
Absolutely. It takes you to a place of your own emotions. It allows you to experience an emotion that's already inside you. But the music itself is not sad or happy.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Spurgeon is the morning host for WQXR. More sad songs from you from Richmond, Virginia. Find the River by R.E.M. It's an endgame song about an old man dying. It will be played at my wake. Really beautiful and emotional.
Hey now, little speedyhead. The read on the speed meter says you have to go to task in the city.
These are great stories. From Eugene, Oregon, Long May You Run by Neil Young makes me think of my dad, who passed almost 15 years ago and educated me on classic rock. But I also think of pet dogs who've passed. I think that's what the song is about. I cry whenever I hear it, but the tears are bittersweet because it's also a little comforting. Makes me feel closer to dad, not just sad.
Of memories still to come. We found things to do in stormy weather. Long may you run.
Comforting. Send us your favorite sad songs and what they remind you of. You can always reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Find us at thetakeaway.org. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Huckenberry. This is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.